Heidi and Frank Show, thank you for joining us. If you're just now tuning in, you are in for a treat. Because look who just sat down in the studio. It's George Lopez.
Comedy legend.
How you doing,
Frank?
Man?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Better now that you're here.
What's happening?
Sitting talking to
well,
each other.
We talked on the phone. I think it was probably in our first couple weeks here on the air.
Yeah, right? You know what? I liked you guys on the phone. And I said, you know, I got to go in there.
Aw, George.
Listen, this place where you guys work, I don't know if you realize, but this place is legendary in Los Angeles. The things that girls would do for a rainbow sticker is amazing, dude. I mean, we used to go get stickers and put them on, and when you change cars, you took the sticker off one car and put it on the other one. And, you know, you always thought a dude was bad because he saw Blue Oyster Cult, and you didn't even know they were in town. You could only tell by the sticker.
Yeah, thank you. When you were on with us last time, we were like, hey, yeah, if you're ever in town, you know, come by. And you did.
Well, you got enough white dudes on this show. You got to have some Chicanos. You
Agreed.
Guys are in a. You know what neighborhood you guys are in? Come on.
Over City.
That's why the fence is built the way it is. I mean, have you seen the fence?
It's like Guantanamo.
Guantanamo. I mean, years ago, when Peter Tilden was. You know, nobody cared about him, so the safety didn't matter. But now it's a fortress, dude. A fortress surrounded by rib joints and a place to cash checks. But you know, this street was only used as a shortcut to LAX when the 405 was packed.
Now
it is a, you know, now you go by, you got the guy, first of all, no intercom works. The guy goes, I heard her to see. I said, Tom Petty. The gate opened. I think it's that dude George, the old African American guy.
He has been here longer than anybody.
Yes, well,
people come and go. George is still here.
Hey, if you come to KLOS, tell them you're Tom Petty. They'll let you right in.
He just doesn't care anymore.
Tom Petty. Ooh, right this way.
George Lopez hanging out with us. You're going to be performing at the Terrace Theater in Long Beach tonight and tomorrow night. So at 8 p.m. I guess you can just go to Long Beach Terrace Theater and get tickets.
No, you can get tickets on the internet. I might have to stop, you know, and get a nice massage in Gardena.
Oh, yeah.
Those Asian places. Those are lovely.
That's why you did the finger quotes. Okay.
Can you get a review on that on Yelp? I don't know. Do they Yelp those places? Or you hear yelping when you go by?
You know, they had they have an app that's a hookup for dudes who have alternative lifestyles. And if you are alternative, then you have an app, and it pins dudes that are around that want to get out.
You were talking about that.
Grindr.
Grindr.
It's without an E, not on a Y. Well, yeah, Grindr.
How do you know?
Well, I know because I'm
trying to flip dudes. No, I can change them.
No, I have an alternative.
That's a dude.
I'm that close. I live an alternative lifestyle. But so I know I'm in the scene, but they don't have that kind of thing for women because women wouldn't do that.
It's a horrible name. If I was in the alternative lifestyle and it's a guy pickup thing, Grindr?
No, Frank, yes.
It's something you see on Netflix, like recently added.
Maybe Luby Delicious or something like that.
Yeah.
But not Grindr.
Your phone goes off and you're like, well, I'm in Culver City right now and I'm looking for guys who are into this. And all of a sudden you go, there are 15 guys like within 2 minutes of here.
All you got to do is have the location thing on your phone, your GPS. So just basically this, you can just look on there and you're tracking every gay guy
in
your area.
They don't have it for girls because girls wouldn't do that. I'd be like, oh,
yes, they would.
No way.
I think they're worse.
I think girls are worse. They're more scandalous.
But a girl is not going to just see a hot girl. If a girl is into a girl, see a hot girl and just go, we can go back behind the dumpster.
Are you kidding me?
Have you ever seen a girl by accident in, you know, like you turn around the corner? You ever seen a girl smell her own underwear? Like I came around the corner and she was like, I said, what the hell are you doing? She said, I like the way I smell. I'm like, okay, all right. Smelling her own thong.
Well, okay, I'm guilty.
No, no. Oh,
she'll take it one step further, too, if you know what I'm saying.
No, here's the thing. Women, you're women, we all do it.
My girl does it too.
If she's in the bedroom and you're like, babe, I'll be home. I'm like, I'm 5 minutes away. And if she's just running in the door from work, she may do a little.
Oh,
hell, I could be standing. I'd be like,
no, I'm good. I'm good. Like, it's good.
There's no hiding this for me. In my household, it's like, hey, honey, you want to go? She's like, right there.
And then
say, no.
Oh.
All right.
I know. I'm like,
she tells
like,
you when it's bad.
Thanks.
Oh.
Because she has
you can almost tell time. What time is it? Hang on.
It's
11:45. It's still. Don't catch me after 5. But you know, it's interesting that you say that because I thought I had seen something that no one ever did.
No. We're making sure it's good for you.
Megan's,
right. You know,
so you should agree with George.
It's like if
women are more scandalous.
Listen,
because they're crazy.
You ever
like
see
that.
A little dog grab a girl's thong and then take it to the closet and spend like 14 hours in there with it? You're like, where is this
where
dog?
That
dog's
underwear?
Chewing the thong.
It's no different than if I'm going to cook for
the
you.
Tootsie Papa panties. How many licks is it take you through that thing?
Three. I'm gonna taste test the soup before I give it to you to make sure.
Oh my God.
I think that may need something else.
All right there.
That may need
all
something.
All right there, Emerald. Take it easy.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Yeah, you just got voted off the cooking show. Oh, yeah, my yeah. God. Too much salt.
Now dare you.
I'd like to see that on the chew. That would be nice.
No, in Heidi's relationship, I mean, okay, not to get too gross, but
please, we have a guest.
She's a jogger, so she'll go out jogging in pantyhose because her chick digs that.
Frank.
Wait a minute, Heidi, that's crazy because you are creating a heat that...
I'm going to set myself on fire.
That
what you're
should
saying.
Not happen. Runyon Canyon is dry. They have a lot of shrubbery that, you know, could easily catch fire.
There was a brush
have
fire
you, have
today.
You ever gone to the canyon and seen, like, in the summer, like it says high fire warning and then it turned back and gone home because you thought you might... Start a brush fire.
Yeah, I don't want to cause problems in that Runyon Canyon. Good Lord.
George Lopez is hanging out with us. He'll be performing at the Terrace Theater in Long Beach tonight and tomorrow night.
Why don't you ask him your question that you were asking
About working out? Do you work out?
No, man. I was going to take yoga, but I found some Vicodin in the pad. So if I take half, I feel like I'm more flexible. So I figured, why put myself through that when I can just hit half a Vicodin in the morning?
So that explains the intro of the George Lopez Show on the trampoline, where you actually pull off that Olympic toe touch.
Do you know what that was? My homage to David Lee Roth.
And you nailed it. I mean, every time I was like, look at that. Every time I point that intro out when the show comes on, I'm like, hey, watch this. He can really do this.
I love Van Halen, and I'm fortunately, you know, friends with Eddie, and then I met Alex, and did you see them recently in tour?
No,
tour?
I've never seen Van Halen. I'd love to.
They
Cool and the Gang opened up.
What?
And,
that's weird.
And they were one of my favorite bands, and I saw them in Houston, and you know, Eddie's fantastic.
Is he doing well? Because I heard he was like ill for a while. Didn't he have like some kind of...
They're taking little pieces of him, but I think he's going to hang in there. He's good.
As long as they don't take his fingers,
he's
fine.
As long as they take that. I mean, he's really a fantastic, I mean, gifted...
Was his son with him? Because I heard his son is...
He plays. I think
his son is amazing as well, yeah. I'd like to see the original guys get together, but his son is very good.
Yeah.
He has good genes.
They said that... I love the story that Valerie Bertinelli, when her and Eddie were together, and Wolfie was just born, and he's in the crib, and they'd go in and, you know, watch him sleep, as you do, I guess, if you have a kid. And they said in Wolfie's sleep, he would sit there and his little baby fingers were going like that. And I don't know if that's something they imagined or if, like, that's just in you, you know? You're just, his little fingers were going, like, and he's like...
I did the same thing.
You know, I'm going to say, allegedly, that David Lee Roth could be on Grindr.com.
Oh,
he could be on the Grindr.
I thought that, too, by the way.
Really? Yeah, I always thought that, too,
I'm going to say allegedly to cover myself.
Totally allegedly,
even back in 1984, I thought that.
I allegedly feel the exact same way.
He put a little parquet floor on the stage and put, like, sand down. So that he could dance and do little moves.
Because he didn't play anything. He was just the dancer.
It's really a little bit vaudevillian. It's very Peter Allen, anybody can remember that far back.
Yeah.
Did you play an instrument?
I've been trying to play guitar for 30, almost four, in 2 years, it'll be 30 years.
That means you play guitar.
No, I suck. I can play more than a feeling. How many more times? Whole lot of love.
You really can. If we brought an acoustic guitar in right now,
I can play a whole lot of love. And I could play more than a feeling.
Well, get an acoustic guitar.
All right.
With a tease. I thought I was holding up the sign that says tease. Like, I can't see over my shoulder.
When we come back, George Lopez is going to hang out with us more, and we're going to bring a guitar in here and see if he can actually play.
Yeah.
We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.